I'm telling you, we're wise to it. And what we're wise to is the fact that a reluctance to actually attack somebody else's mind is being manifested by an inability to handle an e-meter. Now, the way you get that way is quite creditable, by the way. The only occupational liability of a Scientologist is attack on discreditable creations. Now, as we go up and down the track, we find all sorts of myths and legends where this is the thing to do, and so you do it quite happily. But there is a liability to it, and you might as well understand that liability. There are certain ways to get around that liability. The basic thing wrong with a case, whatever you say about responsibility, cause, effect, or anything else, the basic thing wrong with a case is discreditable creation. That is the clue to a case. Now, a person's creations are confused with source. So you get the communication formula and the cycle of action all mishmashed. You think when you look at cause point, you're looking at create point. That isn't necessarily true at all. It's almost factual enough. Almost factual enough to pay some attention to, but not really. Cause distance effect is not create, survive, destroy. It's not. But they're so close together that most people have them confused. Axiom 10 and the cycle of action, identified with each other, form the primary point of aberration of cases. The identification between these two things. All kinds of nonsense about how if you create something, why it must survive, and if it survives, it will inevitably be destroyed. So therefore, if you say something, it survives across space, but the recipient destroys it. So therefore, if anybody creates anything, why, you will be destroyed. You get the idea? If you receive a communication, it means that you'll be destroyed at the receipt point. All of these oddities are oddities. But a person could face up to creations, but every now and then he creates a creation which he thereafter believes is discreditable. Now, you make a person guilty of an overt act, you're actually merely saying that he's guilty of a discreditable creation or a discreditable causation. Therefore, when the beginning of anything is bad, aberratedly, people tend to hang up on it. They're trying to withhold cause, withhold create.